Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a scorcher of a show with Mayor Bob Cashel for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At TravelNevada.com.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted, as always, to welcome back to the program Mayor Bob Cashel of Reno. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Good to be here, Sam. Thank you.
Are you getting a kick out of the lieutenant governor's race? Because you were lieutenant governor a few years ago. And did you ever expect that this would be the most high-profile race in the election cycle?
No. No, because I tried to get them to abolish the office. So I'm finding it very amusing to see it going the way it is.
Although Mary Lau says that over the years, there have been quite a bit of things accomplished by the lieutenant governors. It's interesting to watch this.
Well, when I went there, they had absolutely no duties, and Senator Gibson and Raggio and those guys worked and put me in charge of economic development and tourism, and it stayed that way until the governor recently made it a cabinet position. And really, that's where it should have been all along, is a cabinet position. You know, every business I've welcomed to Reno, the governor's called them before I do. And I'm thinking, come on, Gov, let me make it one time. Just let me call it one time ahead of you. He won't.
Well, but the good thing is that you know, when the governor does make the call, that's very impressive to a business.
Very big.
I don't want to waste any time here, so I want to get right to it.
Okay, get after it.
So were you surprised at what happened with the Washoe County School Board and Pedro Martinez?
I was very surprised. When I got a call, I had no clue. It shocked me. I thought Pedro's done a great job. And my dealings with him and stuff, he's been very above board and straight out. And so I was caught completely by surprise.
What do you think about the apparent open meeting violations?
Well, I don't think my legal counsel would let us do the things that they did. There's no question they violated the open meeting laws. And so, you know, we have to see what the AG does.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because they changed what they had allegedly done from firing him to putting him on administrative leave. I mean, it just seemed to be a giant mess, and that's the polite way of putting it.
Well, that is. And they're losing a lot of credibility right now because no matter what they say, people think that they're making it up now. Because once they, and I listened to it this morning, that he had been terminated, and then to come back a few hours later and say no, they sent him on leave and repossessed his car and all these type of things, really surprising to me.
A lot of folks are saying that Mr. Martinez is winning the PR battle, but in the end, it comes down to legalities, right?
You know, I've heard that the bill right now is at $1.5 million just buying him out of his contract. So it could be anywhere from $5 to $10 million.
Really?
That's for the, you know, the guy's only, what, 40-something years
yeah.
old? He's got a whole career ahead of him. So take it to present day value, it could be $5 million.
And when you're looking at a school district that is in so much in the hole in terms of refurbishing schools and didn't get the money they needed because of the Washoe County Commission's lack of action on that bill in the last legislative session, how does this come down the pike when you look at the legislature? Again, you've dealt with the legislature for many, many years. How are they going to view this?
I really don't know how they're going to be able to do it. A lot of people are talking about they should step down. All of them should step down except Estella. But the rest of them should all resign. But those are just things I'm hearing, and I really, I just can't imagine our legal counsel letting us do something like that in a closed-door session.
Okay, so if the board doesn't resign, do you anticipate that the legislature will do nothing in terms of raising funding for the Washoe County School District in the next session?
Well, I think it's going to really hurt them. I think if they don't resign, I think that there'll be maybe a recall because the citizens are looking at both of those areas right now. You have three people that have lived with the open meeting law. They've been on Board of Regents, city councils, stuff like that. They know the rules. And so, Sam, I really don't want to go any further because I'm getting into something I don't want, you know?
Let me ask you one more question about this. It's starting to appear that it's, at least in discussion, that it's a Hispanic issue. That the board member, Estella Gutierrez, was out of town when this was done. Pedro Martinez is obviously Hispanic as well. Do you get that sense? Because I really don't.
I don't get the thing that it's a racist or anything like that. I would be very really disappointed if it was, but I personally don't think it is, and I really haven't heard that much about it being a racist type of problem and stuff.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mayor Cashel when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mayor Bob Cashel. Reno Gazette Journal this morning is reporting on the fact that the legislature may get involved in the dispute with the fire departments between Washoe County and Reno. Your thoughts on the legislature getting involved?
Well, I would hope that the county commission and the city council could get together and work it out. I really don't think it needs to be at the legislature, but if we can't sit down, then that's where it's got to go.
The unions are a big issue, and that really don't get as much headlines as they should, I think. When you look at the fire and police unions, and at this point especially the fire unions, do you feel that they're being reasonable in their negotiations?
You know, and we're right in the middle of negotiations, so I really don't want to go there too much right now. But I think I've been meeting a little bit with the union leaders on the side and stuff like this, and they're willing. They know they need to correct some things on there, and I think they'll work with us.
Car dealer Richard West's house caught on fire and was part of the problem here. He is related to State Senator Ben Kiekheffer. So do you think that is going to push things towards a legislative solution? David Bobstein is also involved.
You know, those two gentlemen do an excellent job. I know that Ben's got a personal reason to do it. I know that when the city council met and our fire chief met with the people in Hidden Valley, we explained the shortcomings of of what they wanted for a fire department, and they said they understood and they were going to live with what the county was going to bring them. So it should have never happened. I've even got word that instead of going to the left the way they should have, they could have been there 2 minutes earlier if they'd gone to the left instead of the right. But, you know, I don't want to get into second-guessing them. I wish that we could put it together. I know that we've got some problems with it. They've got a heartburn over the union issues and stuff like that. But at one time when we were negotiating with them, they were willing to give some concessions. And then my colleagues at the county didn't want to play, so they wanted an independent fire station, and they thought they could break the union, and they weren't going to break the union.
Do you think it's a mistake, in hindsight, to take these federal grants that are up for a year that fully fund firefighters or police, and then the city or the county has to pick up the
slack? Well, with the breakup, we were put in a box. We had to do something because we had 60 people we would have lost. During that time, we've had retirements and stuff like that, so we got it down to 30-something. And I really am not very pleased with the judge's order of telling us how to do the budget. They should have gone, the union should have gone to the National or to the Labor Relations Board first, but they went to court first. Now we're having to go back and look at cutting. Do I have to go back and get those cuts approved by the judge? I think it's, she really should have let us go ahead and do what we had to do, and then we could have kept working together and stuff.
Let's change topics here to the mayor's race. You surprised a lot of people because you had said in the beginning that you weren't going to endorse anybody yep. prior to the election, and then you came out and endorsed Ray Penzanella, a longtime citizen of the city of Reno, but not necessarily that well known to the community at large, running against Hillary Sheevy, a current council person. There's a lot of discussion about two Renos at this point in time, old Reno and new Reno. What are your feelings? Do you feel that there is a divide, or what is your thought?
You know, everybody's always coming up, old Reno, new Reno, and all this type of stuff. Really, there's a Reno. And, you know, Ray, I really had no intentions until I saw some poll work and stuff like this, and I thought that there's a couple of those other 20 people that were running that really scared me to death they might get to the general, and so I went out and endorsed Ray. I know Hillary's a nice lady. We get along fine. We work together and stuff, but I think Ray's maturity in business and what he's done with the Lions Club, being the governor of the Lions Club and then the president of the local, and anytime they have a feed or anything, you'll see him back there cooking. So Ray just, he needs to get out and work and stuff, and I think he's got a chance.
Is he getting the money that he needs?
He's starting to get the money he needs, and then, you know, and then Hillary had one of her advisors that really, I felt, talked her into running and stuff like that. So,
you're talking about Jessica Sferrazza?
Well, one of her advisors talked her into running. I know she was very disappointed when Jessica couldn't run for mayor. And, you know, Jessica probably would have made a good mayor.
Okay, and do you have concerns if Hillary Sheevy were to become mayor?
I don't have concerns. I mean, you're going to have a real rookie board in 4 months, 3 months, whatever it is. I just hope she's strong enough, if she gets elected, strong enough to stand up to some of the people and get them to work together.
All right, let's take a break.
She's a nice lady. Don't misunderstand me.
No, I'm not casting aspersions
okay.
on anyone. Can you stick around for another segment?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers with Mayor Bob after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. At TravelNevada.com.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Other hybrids are a dime a dozen. Poor saps. The champ always sends them running with their tailpipes between their legs. Stick with the greatest, the original, the undisputed, Prius, the hybrid.
Get an affordable 2-year Toyota Care lease on a new 2014 Prius for $179 a month, or get $1,500 cash back.
Toyota, let's go places.
Full Circle Flooring is your full-service flooring store for carpet, hardwood, vinyl, tile, or stone. Dedicated to expert customer service, Full Circle Flooring tailors to all your flooring needs from concept to installation while also being environmentally friendly. Visit our showroom today.
Authentic Mediterranean in an American diner? You heard right. Joe's Diner is featuring two Mediterranean must-haves from handed-down family recipes from our chef. Falafels and lox mangous are just $1.99 each. Great for a snack, lunch, or dinner. Give your taste buds a break from the ordinary. Eat at Joe's.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. We don't have much time left with Mayor Bob because at the end of the year he is termed out, and a lot of us are very sad about that.
Well,
but a fantastic run you've had in this last 12 years?
You know, I've had, the first 10 years, I had one of the greatest councils I think this city's ever had. There's not one project in the bonds that I wouldn't do. They talk about these bonds, and do you think the big boys in the bond market would have given us revenue bonds if they thought the world was going to turn upside down? Hell no, they wouldn't have. But the GO bonds are, we're on top of those and we're paying them, and we're not bankrupt, contrary to what some people want to do to create rhetoric.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because companies like Caesars Entertainment are now taking out loans and using the Octavius Tower at Caesars Palace as collateral and other properties that they have. And it's kind of like you've told the story about the train trench. It's like nobody's going to come repossess a hotel tower or, you know,
well,
the railroad tracks.
I offered one bank that owned the parking garage for Fitzgerald. Hey, come repossess it. We own the land, you own the building. Come get it.
Well, and
they
didn't
want it.
Well, and I think the interesting thing, you know, for people that want an economic education is the power of negotiating during a recession. Is that, you know, if I owe you $100, I'm in trouble. If I owe you $10 million, you're in trouble.
That's the way my bankers always felt.
All right, let's talk about Tesla. What are you hearing?
Not a lot. If I heard much about it, Sam, I'd have to kill you when it's over with if I told you anything. So.
Well, plus, you know, nobody watches this show, so it doesn't matter. You can say whatever you want.
No, my understanding, we're still in competition with them and looking at it. I took a little shot at the governor of Texas recently on national news that I hope he's a good loser because we're going to beat him. And I really think that we're in the top two. And
do you think California is coming up with enough incentives to keep this thing going?
Well, from what they're saying, but, you know, how's California going to do anything besides go bankrupt?
Oh, have you been watching Governor Jerry Brown? I mean, he was so liberal the first time around when he was governor, but he's almost a moderate conservative at this point in time.
It's scary.
Okay, so the Cheesecake Factory is opening up in Medwood Mall, which for those in Las Vegas are going, hey, we got lots of Cheesecake Factories, but for Northern Nevada, that's a big deal. My understanding is that Herb Simon, who's the owner of the baseball stadium along with the Katzhoffs, has purchased additional property in downtown Reno for development. Is that right?
Yes, he has. He's bought the piece of property on the river right next to the old Harris office building and stuff. And Herb Simon and Jerry Katzhoff, they've done everything they said they would. The economy is the one that put us all behind the eight ball. I think one of them, not Herb, but Jerry used a little heavy-handed, but he really was trying to do what he could to protect his investment in Herb's. Herb Simon's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. He owns Meadowood Mall. Cheesecake Factory is there because of him, and you'll see other stores come in here because of him and his company. Both those guys are top-notch guys. Jerry's a little heavy-handed sometimes, but Herb Simon's the nicest person you'll ever meet in your life.
I believe they call good cop, bad cop, right? Hey, do you have any advice? You know, in Las Vegas, they want to move the AAA baseball team from Cashman Field in downtown to Summerlin. Do you have any advice for the folks in Las Vegas about how to handle
the 51s
team?
Have one of the best deals in town because their own convention authority property, and they don't have to pay taxes. And that's what baseball was led to believe coming to Reno, that they wouldn't have to pay property taxes. But under state law, that land's owned by the city, so they have to pay property tax. And they will pay the property tax. They've been trying to negotiate a deal with Reno. We did do a deal with them, and now they're trying. Washoe County had promised, the old regime had promised to do a deal, and now the new guys are still trying to figure it out.
But the advice for Vegas about how to deal with a AAA baseball team?
I'd leave it where it is. Or, you know, Summerlin's a great place, but I like it in downtown.
All right. Let's talk about, because you and I have talked about this over the past few years. If somebody was going to build a new property in Reno and they had lots of acreage, what would you suggest that they do?
Well, I'm going to just tell you, you know, like Boomtown, they've got acreage. If I still own Boomtown, I'd be looking at a way to build me a livestock event center out there. And I'd look at a way to build me a rodeo ground. And also the people over at the livestock event center now, if you've got a motor home with your $100,000 horse, you can't live with your horse. But fix up a campground for them, have concerts, rodeos, and redo the thing, and then eventually build yourself a real nice hotel. But probably the first thing I'd do is I'd put the truck stop back at Boomtown where it used to be. And that'll make Boomtown a solid company again.
How big of a hotel would you put on there?
Well, if I built an arena, I'd probably copy the old boys in Las Vegas and start with 500, then 1,000 rooms.
All right. Mayor Bob Cashel, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Well,
are you going to miss anything apart from doing this show on such a regular basis when you quit being mayor? You got about 10 seconds.
I have thoroughly enjoyed the honor of being the mayor of this city and working for the people of the city. I've worked with a great city council for 10 years, and this council's going to learn, and they're going to be better as they go, and it's just been a great honor for me.
And for us,
and I really like the way you shoved the pundits till tomorrow instead of today.
Kicked them to the floor.
Yeah, kicked them to the floor. And they got up at 6 o'clock this morning to be here. And so I like the way you butchered them right here, right in front of me.
Yeah, that's my new nickname, The Butcher. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Working together,
we can protect your home. Replace that old shingle roof with a fire-resistant alternative. Keep it and your rain gutters clean.
Do the same for your deck and consider installing screening in the open areas underneath.
And store your firewood at least 30 feet away from your home.
One ember can destroy your home. Take our advice and your home can survive.
Will your community survive?
Visit livingwithfire.info for more tips to save your home.
It's true, I am a bundle of talent. But my friends are learning skills that can change a life. That's why mattress discounter's Good Deed Dogs is raising money to help train dogs like Susie to engage students in schools and special education classes, while Ginger visits folks in the hospital offering quiet comfort. With your help, we can do even more. Make a donation at mattressdiscountersdogs.com or any mattress discounters. Mattress Discounter's Good Deed Dogs, helping dogs help people.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
On our next broadcast, we'll explore the work of the Gwynn Center with Jill Derby, Phil Satre, and Nancy Bruin. We'll see you on the next broadcast.